The MCAT Podcast, session number 2. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. Now, if this is the first time joining us here at the MCAT Podcast, go back, listen to session number 1 and find out who we are. I am Dr. Ryan Gray from the medical school headquarters. I also host the Pre-Med Years and the Old Pre-Meds podcast. So if you don't subscribe to those, I highly recommend you do. You can find those. You can find everything we do actually at mededmedia.com. That's mededmedia.com. Every week I will have somebody from Next Step Test Prep here with me. And this week we have Brian back. He is the head man over at Next Step Test Prep for the MCAT. And we're going to talk a lot about what to do when you first really find out about the MCAT as an undergrad student or even as a non-traditional student, those first steps that you should take when you realize that the MCAT is a thing and what you should do to start preparing for it. So let's go ahead and get into it. Brian, thanks again for joining me here at the MCAT Podcast.
Glad to be here, Ryan.
All right. So last week we talked all about kind of who we are and who Next Step is and the course that you guys are coming out with, the MCAT class, as you guys are calling it, which is awesome. But let's go ahead and rewind for the pre-med student listening to this who maybe has just signed up for the MCAT, or maybe they just realize that they need to take the MCAT. I don't know about you, but I think I was very, and I've talked about my pre-med path before, but I was very naive on the pre-med path because my advising wasn't so great. And so I think I didn't know about the MCAT until the last minute. So let's talk about a student and a pre-med student who knows they have to take the MCAT and what they have to do from that point.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And I, Ryan, I had a very similar experience. Actually, coming from the opposite end, my pre-health advisor was amazing. And because they sort of did everything for us, it left a lot of us kind of not taking a whole lot of initiative on our own. So I got dumped into the MCAT a little prematurely, perhaps. And hopefully we can avoid that experience for our listeners here. So, you know, first things first, as soon as you realize you have to take this big, scary, super ultra SAT for med school, right, the big test for med school, you need to start by just familiarizing yourself with the basics. And so the first place I'm going to send you, which is the first place that, you know, any reputable advisor would say, is not to some prep company, not even to Next Step, although I know how great we are. It's to the folks that make the test itself, the AAMC. They make the MCAT. They are going to jockey you through the med school application process, right on through to residency. I mean, they are the grand poobah here. So step number one is actually real simple. Just hop on Amazon and buy a book called the AAMC Official Guide. It shouldn't be any more than, you know, maybe $25 for this thing. Make sure you're actually buying the right thing. The name is just Official Guide. But when you do a search, you can get all sorts of weird random things on Amazon because it likes to fire hose different products at you.
Yeah, and so, I'll put a link to it in the show notes for this page so it'll take students directly to where they need to go.
There you go. Perfect. Right. So you spend the 25 or whatever bucks for the AAMC official guide. And what you're going to get in that book is essentially the entire playbook for the MCAT, how it was put together, a full science outline on what the science is that you need to know. You're going to get 20 practice passages, which is the equivalent of about half an MCAT. So you're going to get about a half a test's worth of practice passages. And, you know, look, reading the official guide, it's like reading the phone book. For those of your listeners who are young enough to have never seen a phone book before, it's a big, thick, boring book with phone numbers, right? In the pre-internet days. So the thing is, it is dull as dirt, but it is absolutely necessary. You just have to slog your way through this official guide, read the entire thing cover to cover. And I guarantee you, when you're done doing that, you will know as much about the MCAT as almost anyone out there. And I would even suggest you will know, if you've actually read the entire official guide cover to cover, you'll know more about the MCAT than honestly even a lot of pre-med advisors, because they don't do it. They don't read the whole book. And at the end of that, you'll be a very sophisticated pre-med who knows exactly what to expect on this exam. So that's always the first step.
That's awesome. I want to go back. You used the words SAT for med school. I wish the MCAT was like the SAT. Can you, as briefly as you can, talk about why the MCAT is, in my mind, nowhere near anything like what the SAT is?
Okay, yeah, that was definitely a fast and loose analogy. The analogy simply being that you have to take the SAT or ACT to go to college. You have to take the MCAT to go to med school. That's literally where the similarity ends. The MCAT is a standardized test on steroids. So it has biology, chemistry, organic chem, physics, psychology, sociology, biochemistry. It is an eight-hour day. It is a killer. So it's only like the SAT in that they're both standardized and they're both required. But other than that, the MCAT is an actual real gotta know it content style exam.
Yeah, I think that would have confused a lot of people going, oh, I rocked my SATs. That's going to be easy. The MCAT's going to be easy. But it's not. I call the MCAT test the test to see how well you take the MCAT. That's all it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the AMC has all sorts of data and statistics to prove the reliability and validity and all that statistical stuff. And there is some truth to it, that your MCAT score does have a kind of predictive correlation to your grades, but only the first year of med school, right? It doesn't tell you how good a doctor you're going to be. It doesn't tell you what kind of residency you're going to get. It assesses literally nothing except for exactly what you said. How well did you do on the MCAT? And then has this kind of very tangential weak correlation with grades first year of med school. But it is its own beast. It is its own weird little thing, which is why there's a whole industry like Next Step to prep kids for it.
Yeah. What is the best timeline for somebody to go out and get this AAMC official guide? Is this something a freshman should do, a sophomore, a high school student?
I would suggest while they're still listening to this podcast,
right now.
Keep listening to us talking and buy it on Amazon right now. There's literally no time that's too early.
Okay.
Having said that, realistically, assuming you're kind of following the normal timeline where you're, you know, planning to take the MCAT while still in college, sometime in your junior year, anywhere from 4 months to 4 years before you take the MCAT, it's never too early to just start learning the basics.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's what you should be doing as you first find out about the MCAT. Don't wait until your junior year like I did when I realized that there was this big test that I needed to take and scramble at the last minute to start preparing for it. So lots of good information there on what you should be doing, those first steps that you should be taking as a undergrad student, as a non-traditional student, as soon as you realize that there's this big test called the MCAT, what you should be doing. So I hope you got a lot of great information. I hope you come and join us every week here at the MCAT podcast. The easiest way to do that is to subscribe to the MCAT podcast in your podcast player of choice. On iOS devices, there is the podcast app, which is the default Apple app. On Android devices, you can listen in Google Play Music or any other app that you can use to listen to podcasts. So subscribe, it's free, and every week you'll get the podcast right on your device. All right, I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week here at the MCAT Podcast.